You are listening to Voices of Youth in Care, produced at CKUT Radio in Montreal. During the creation of this radio series, we spoke to many youth living in the care of child welfare services. One such young person was Ella. We met her in one of the schools we were working at. We learned from speaking with her that she had been a victim of abuse as a young child and that she had been sent by Youth Protection Services to live with her grandmother. Only a week before our scheduled interview, however, her grandmother died, leaving Ella's future uncertain. But she was still interested in speaking with us. To protect her identity, her name has been changed. Here is a portrait of Ella.
I just focus on the present. I can't focus on what's going to happen. I have to focus on what's happening. Maybe I just grew up like that after what happened with my mom and then my stepfather and then moving and then this. And I think it's just how I've lived. I'm always defensive. I'm very defensive. I never think of what's going to happen because everything changes. Like before, when my grandma was about to come home, I was thinking of what will happen. My grandma's going to come home and stuff. I wasn't thinking of what's happening now. I was just thinking, my grandma's coming home. Everything's gonna be back to normal. That's why I don't think of things now, because my grandmother didn't come back home. My grandmother died, and it wasn't the way I thought was gonna happen. People think and look at me and say, "You've gone through a lot." I have gone through a lot, but when they know I've gone through a lot, but they don't know how it actually felt to go through everything I went through. It was really hard because I was young. I'm not sure I feel sorry for myself, because I don't, because it's over and you know it's okay, but it really isn't okay.
What made you finally decide to tell though as a 9-year-old? Do you remember?
I was just tired of it going on. And I didn't want it going on anymore. I wanted to stop. And I had to tell someone sooner or later, or you know, I knew it would go on. I wasn't stupid when I was young. And you know what? My mom didn't believe me. She told me that I was a lying bitch. She goes, "My husband would never do that." I'm like, "Yeah, but he did." So it comes back with more force about now. More bad memories come up like that when things like this happen. The person that I lived with since I was 9 is now dead, and it's way different. Now I'm gonna have to move again.
I wish I was fearless, that I wasn't afraid of anything, that I can walk in an alley with my head held high, with bold strides, with confidence, braveness, and fearlessness in my eyes. I wish I could smoke weed and do drugs without being terrified of dying or getting a disease or hurting my grandmother. I wish I can take on the world and not be petrified of losing everything and anyone.
I don't want to be like my mom, beating her kids and getting mad and being really greedy. I don't want to be a greedy person. I want like bring my kids up in the right way. And, you know, get them a lot of clothes, make them be hip, you know, because my mom never really made me hip. I went to school sometimes with no underwears at any time. Anyways, you know, I want my kids to have some nice clothes, you know, have lots of friends. I want her to be, like, funny like me. I want her to be pretty like me. I want her, you know, to, like, have, like, a good education and let me grow up to see her go to college and university and, you know, become something important like us. Rocket scientists, that would be good, because they get paid a lot of money. I've always, like, wanted to go to high school and go to college and university and get a job, because my grandmother always wanted that. Not because only I wanted it, because I know my grandmother would like it and she would be proud of me. Different because my grandma's gone, and you know when you think about it,
And I'm thinking, because I don't think I'm really taking it in right now. But then when I get to the funeral, I'm going to see her and I'm going to realize she's dead. I mean dead. She's not coming back. Ever. Ever again. Never. I'll never see her again unless I go to heaven.
Even though how much I want her to come back and be with us, God always knows what's best. He always, if he wanted to take her, if he didn't want to take her, he wouldn't have taken her. It was her time to come home.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a
wretch. I loved arguing with her. Or just talking and stuff. Like at night, sometimes when I was sleeping, I would wake up and I can't sleep. Or go into her room to go look at her to make sure she's sleeping, just to make sure, and I'll be like, okay. I would go to sleep and, you know, sleep soundly.
Found was blind, but now I see.
You know, she went to heaven and she's happy there, and I wouldn't take her out of heaven to come down for me and my greedy needs. I'm happy where she is. I'm sad that she's not going to be with me anymore, but I know she's watching over me and stuff. You know, I'm happy that she's there.
You have been listening to Ella's Story, produced at CKUT Radio in Montreal.